Hey, Pinkies, it's the Faye Driver, and you're listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. So let's see what's happening today. We are driving around out in the rain in the big black spy car today. It's not actually technically raining, it's just finished raining, but the roads are wet. The mist is all over the place. The car's getting dirty. And it's a cloudy, dingy-looking, overcast day. But I thought I'd better check in because I know we haven't really spoken since all of that Pride 48 nonsense. I mean, I'm sure everyone's had their fill of Pride 48 and you're all probably sick of hearing about how great Pride 48 was, blah, 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 blah. So I never... I'm not going to talk about Pride 48 too much. I don't think. Probably not at all. In fact, I'm going to keep my Pride 48 stories to myself. So you're not going to hear about many of the exciting things that occurred there. I'll just keep them to myself. I won't tell you about all the wonderful people I met. And I won't tell you about all the fun that I had. Because Pride 48 is over. I'm just heading home from having breakfast with the Batgirl. She had to get her truck serviced, so she was in. She dropped her truck off, so I picked her up. We went for breakfast. Had a lovely breakfast. And now I'm heading home, because I have to go home and do my office work. I have office chores to do. And in fact, I'll be quite busy with my my office work. And I probably won't be podcasting for a bit because I have a bit of a kind of a big project to deal with. So that's I'm going to be busy with that for the next couple of weeks, I think. So you may not hear from me for a bit until I complete that project. So, fear not, people. I have not driven off a cliff. If you find that I haven't podcasted for a while, I will be back in a bit. But I do need to spend some energy on at home, on the business. So that will be taking a lot of my time up. I was fortunate to have my dad come for a visit. Dad stopped by last Sunday, which was probably a couple of Sundays by the time you hear this, and had a nice visit with him. He's been up visiting my brother up north. He's got my niece staying with him while she does a practicum for her education she's in. Since her practicum is located near where my dad lives. So that worked out quite nicely. So my dad's had a good live-in cooking dinners and, well, I guess dinners for him, which I'm sure he appreciates. Not having to cook for himself. You know, it's a pain in the neck to cook for yourself when you're single. So I'm sure he's appreciated that. I just want to give a couple of shouts out to Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Been enjoying your most recent shows, Scotty. And also to Mark in Canada, who has done a good show. You know, I'm a little disappointed, Mark, that you've decided to erase all your old episodes, because, you know, I cherish those old episodes, and I have my own supply. I've kept your episodes that I quite appreciated, so I've kept them for myself. But I was surprised to hear that you're wiping everything out and starting anew. It's very interesting, because there's a lot of little gems you have, Mark, in your old shows, and I think many people could benefit from your wisdom and experience. So But to each his own, we all have our own ideas, and I respect you wanting to start fresh. So that's it's interesting that you're doing that. I don't know how you can do that. I can't even bring myself to delete some of your old episodes, but you seem to have no trouble wiping them out. I'm done. And good on you, Mark. You were quite the belle of the ball there at the Pride 48. I know many podcasters have been talking you up and are interested to see you next year. You've been getting quite a few good comments out of going to Pride 48. So that's fantastic. I'm happy to hear that. Okay, I have to get prepared here. I'm going over the bridge. Got to get my little doodly-doo dinger-donger out here. Not that thing. I mean my bridge fee transponder thingamajig. So since we're getting a little noisy here on the bridge, I'll just fade out for a bit and maybe come back to you a little later. You know, just getting back to the whole Pride 48 experience again, just for a little bit. You know what was really, what's really interesting about this whole situation, this whole podcasting and meeting people for the first time, conglomeration of events. The thing that's really interesting to me is that many of us have been podcasting about meeting all these people, you know, podcasters and podcast listeners for the very first time. And it's really, what's really remarkable to me is that because we're recording these events, like I was recording, you know, the goings on inside the Pride 48 shuttle, Mark in Canada had recorded Dells in Dallas, and Mark and I having dinner, and we have these recordings, these everlasting recordings of meeting people for the first time. And I just think that's so interesting that we now have a permanent record of the first time we met many of these people who have affected our lives or will affect our lives or participate in our lives. And I really find that fascinating, that we have these records so that I can go back anytime if I want to and listen to, you know, my conversation with Dells in Dallas. I think that's quite interesting. So, it's really a remarkable situation. It was funny because I returned home from Pride 48. And the very next day I had to go back to work. And, you know, you may not know this, but I am required to wear a uniform in my job. So, here I am putting on this, you know, this poorly tailored polyester uniform. And it's just a really strange sensation to have to put on this uniform, which is the encompassment. What's that? I need a better word. But that makes me step out of my, you know, my Pride 48 persona, the Faye Driver persona, gets shed off, and I put on this mask of, you know, my work persona. It's a very strange feeling when I, as I button up my shirt, and I just feel this transformation as I adorn myself in these, you know, these clothes that I feel are so, and become this foreign personality. And you know, some really remarkable things came out of Pride 48, like Larry Q. Sledge coming out to his mom. What an amazing event to have occur for him. And the fact that we all got to sort of come along for that journey with him. You know, these are amazing. It's amazing to me that these kinds of things are occurring out of, you know, our experiences with Pride 48. So, yes, enough about that. It was a really great experience, and it's just, I just cherish meeting all those people that I met there and experiencing all the experiences that we did at Pride 48 Las Vegas. All right, I'm not going to talk about Pride 48 Las Vegas anymore. I'm done with it. It's over with. For my final topic of the show, I'm going to talk about fruit flies. Those goddamn fruit flies. I think they must have teleportation ability, because have you ever tried to kill a fruit fly? Like, they just disappear. When you smack your hands together and you're certain that you got the little fucker, but there's no dead fly on your hands, and they're gone. They just disappear. You whack your hands together and they disappear. Someone needs to do a scientific study on what occurs when you try to kill a fruit fly. There must be some strange, must be the vacuum that, there must be a vacuum that occurs, or there's got to be, you know, turbulence created when you smack your hands together that makes the fruit fly get pushed away by the airflow of your hands clapping together. Someone needs to study this. We need high speed a film of the event so that we can understand. Someone needs to come up with some way, a method of killing fruit flies. Just think of this. If you could come up with a fruit fly killing gadget, you could make millions. Does anybody want to go into business with me on the fruit fly killer? We need to come up with a name for it. Anyway, if you haven't figured it out, you know, we've been plagued at my house by fruit flies, and they're just so hard to get rid of. I just don't know what to do. Okie doke, folks. Well, I guess I've nattered on enough for now. I'm going to check out and say thank you for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcasts. We're going to be back to our normal programming now. And so check in with me again sometime and find out what's going on with the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com or see me tweet on Twitter @FayeDriver. All right, goodbye.